This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. And France will proceed with a digital tax on international tech heavy hitters, ones like Google and Facebook. We'll check in on how new taxes of the digital variety are shaking up the tech industry and international affairs. That's after these tech headlines. Japan's Soft Group unveiled a second tech mega fund, even bigger than its nearly $100 billion Vision Fund. It's called Vision Fund 2 and expects to gather some $108 billion in capital from more than a dozen investors, ranging from Apple and Microsoft. The journal notes that the planned inauguration of the second fund is a victory for SoftBank chief executive Masayoshi Son, who started the first Vision Fund just 2 years ago, amid widespread doubt about its viability. Twitter has now been profitable for 7 consecutive quarters, a contrast to years of sustained losses that the company had reported after going public in 2013. Twitter's revenue rose 18% to $841 million. This was helped by strong advertising sales in the U.S. We also learned that Twitter continues with solid user growth, signs that investments to improve civility may be working. But the journal notes that the adjustments are coming at a cost. Hiring more workers in areas like tech support and sales and spending on content are eating into Twitter's profit. The journal's Georgia Wells has the full breakdown at WSJ.com. And companies like Facebook and Alphabet, not to mention Google, could have their secretive algorithms policed by a beefed-up watchdog. Australia describes this as the world's first limits to the power. A report by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission concluded that U.S. tech giants wielded too much influence over Australia's news and ad markets. They say changes are in order. The recommended changes, which include strengthening privacy safeguards with steep penalties of up to 10%, are listed in the full report and comes after Facebook was hit with a $5 billion fine last week in the U.S. Coming up, a new digital tax shakes up big tech and big government on an international scale. France will proceed with a digital tax on international tech giants. It is a monumental tax on your garden variety tech behemoths like Google and Facebook. President Trump, in particular, spoke out against this tax. He says that it discriminated against American companies. In a tweet, he says, quote, "We will announce a substantial reciprocal action on Macron's foolishness shortly. I've always said American wine is better than French wine," end quote. The tax primarily targets companies that use consumer data to sell online advertising and is intended to stop these companies from avoiding taxes. French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire, however, pushed back against claims that the measure was un-American.
"We are not willing to target the American companies. We are just willing to have a fair and efficient taxation of digital activities. You have important companies which are benefiting from the sale of data. Huge amount of data, and they are not submitted to the same level of taxation as other companies. This is not fair, and this is not efficient. So we want to address this issue, and we want to address this issue hand in hand with our American friends."
As for wine,
the question of digital taxation. There are trade tariffs on American wines. There are also trade tariffs on French or European wines. The fact is that during the last 10 years, there has been a very important increase of the importation of American wines to Europe. That's a fact.
The French finance minister goes on to pinpoint the matter as based on the fair taxation of digital activities.
You have many huge companies, some of the biggest companies of the world, having an activities in France or in Europe without any physical presence and without paying the due level of taxes. And we want to address that issue. And our assessment is that it is also in the interest of our American friends, in the interest of the United States, to reach that consensus on a fair taxation of digital activities.
If you're keeping score, currently companies such as Google, Amazon, Facebook, Apple, Airbnb, and Uber pay minimal taxes on big business in countries like France. Stick with the journal to see where the rest of the story goes this week. That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.